Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the
welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's start off this hour with some headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Dolphins snapped their skid. They beat the New England Patriots 15-10. Win's a win?
Win's a win.
Win's a win?
Win's a win.
2-3 for your Miami Dolphins. It was it was homework. It was a tough watch. It was not the most enjoyable football game. Mike McDaniel, even he's got to be like disappointed with how these games are going, just because you know that guy likes to light up the scoreboard. And there was at one point where he just mouths, "Oh my god!" Like the camera just caught him. Like you could just tell
he was so sad.
He was so. He's like,
I mean, because like they had a lot of yards, rushed the ball well. The things that determine you should be controlling the line of scrimmage, you are. And you only put up 15 points.
Yep.
Right? And that's the thing that is, like, just stunning.
A lot of penalties yesterday for both teams. A
lot of.
12 for 105 for the Patriots.
Hey, so my buddy's on a text chain. And, like, he goes, this is why we got to fire the coach. Undisciplined or whatever. And I'm like, you think the Patriots are undisciplined? He goes, no. I go, they have more penalties than the Dolphins. So, like, what are you doing? Like, he's just, you know, one of those Debbie Downers.
Just a curmudgeon?
Curmudgeon.
12 for 105 yards was the Patriots. The Dolphins, 6 for 54. I do think a couple were declined. Still not a very clean game by the Dolphins nor the Patriots, but it was rough. It was rough.
It was a stretch.
Let's be clear.
Mark Sanchez was he was done with it.
Let's be clear about this. A lot of times, penalties occur because you can't beat the guy in front of you. So while people are saying, why don't he do this, why don't he do that? A lot of them come because the guy across from you is better. So let's start there. Why does Tyreek get so many holding calls? Right? They don't want him to run by him. And so you have to understand why these things happen. Sometimes these things happen out of sheer necessity.
The worst one was the illegal formation, and they snapped the ball 25 yards behind them. That's
the crazy
stuff. I was like, what? What is – I think that was the point where Mike McDaniel was, oh, my God.
What about false start?
He snapped it farther than he would have to snap it if he was snapping to a punter.
Yeah.
So crazy.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if we get a hybrid long snapper, like, you can be done.
No, stop.
Come on. Where is he? Have we checked up on him? What is he
can
doing?
Be done. I'm just saying. Can be done.
Instead of an old Tweety McGee. McGee over here.
Old Twitter thumbs.
Can't focus on his one job.
He's concerned for our freedom.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the long snappers here. Just snap. John Denny. Mm. Where's he at? Probably brewing beers, thinking about how I never messed up a snap. 20 years.
Wow, man. What a life. What a legend that guy is.
Yep. Man, he saw a lot of bad football, too.
Yep.
Did he?
But he didn't add to it.
Nope. Just came in, did his job. Snap.
That's the thing is, there's certain things that happen in life that you minimalize until they screw up, right? Like, you don't never, the things you take for granted, the snap, the hold, the kick, the shotgun snap, right? The snap for a punt. So you are just in shock when something goes sideways.
But the thing is, the reason you guys expect it is because it's all they do at practice. Like, they better not mess it up, right? Like, isn't that the way when you look at your football team, right? And you look over and you side eye at the kicker, the punter, and the holder, you'd be like, you guys better not screw this up.
You know what our guys used to do?
One job.
For home games?
What?
Go practice in the stadium while we were outside in the cold.
What?
Yeah.
They didn't even do any of the elements with you guys?
Nope.
We gotta get the feel, you know? It's like, yeah, okay. You need the feel.
Y'all get in one car, drive downtown with a bag of balls in the Ford, three or four of them.
Oh, it wasn't even on the same property? They had to drive?
Like, where we practiced wasn't the...
Yeah, it was like the Davy bubble the in comparison to the stadium. I'm so used to now the facility being... Right. Like right next
so, man, so they were like, oh, man, tough blizzard today. Anyway, oh, we got to go down to the...
Yeah, right. Just imagine if Hard Rock was had a roof.
Yeah.
Right? And you're playing at home and it's raining during the week. They would go kick indoors.
Unbelievable.
Right.
So, yeah, that's why you expect them to nail it.
You got one job!
One job! Just get the snap right!
I wanted to yell that at our kicker so bad.
What, at the NFC Championship?
Yeah.
You said he was a nice guy, though.
Awesome dude. Awesome dude. Oh, man. South African.
That's cool. He probably swam with sharks.
One job!
Man, what? How did he handle that in Minnesota? Like, did he go? Did he get a burger for like a year, or did he just get delivery?
Who?
Anderson.
I mean, I don't know. Like, we didn't hold it against him. Like, we didn't. Like, even right after.
Not you. I'm talking fans.
Oh no, they hate him. I don't know. Like, how do you? No, they never won a Super Bowl. They've been to a Super Bowl before. They went to four straight. Like they were the OG Buffalo Bills.
In 98, Anderson became the first kicker in history to convert every field goal and extra point attempt in the regular season.
Jeez.
Yep. Yep.
Wait, was this Garrett or Morton?
Gary.
Yeah. Morton Anderson was New Orleans.
He's Danish.
Oh.
Who, Morton Anderson?
Yeah.
Danish.
Yeah. Hmm. And now, all awesome. The kickers have horse legs. Because why are we lining up? We line up a 58-yarder in college like it ain't nothing.
I know. It's crazy. You're like, you better make
and
this.
And then what? The Ravens kicker made a what? 59-yarder?
Tucker? Tucker's got a boot, though.
Yeah. He's been struggling, though. Everybody's been saying there's been whispers of Tucker being washed.
Yeah, I mean he hit one to send him to overtime yesterday, and it had some wind on it. But you know who we're really looking at?
Why are you making it sound like the wind was just taking a nap with the football?
Because Leroy, you play golf.
The great ones handle the adversity though. If people start saying Justin Tucker's washed, he's going to probably hit a game winning sure. Super Bowl field goal. You know?
Yeah. I mean, like for me to feel confident in a Jason Sanders,
got
to
get there first.
All elements have to be good. Or else I'm nervous.
But, you should be nervous at anything being kicked from 58 yards out, dude. Why do we think that's the norm?
Well, Borgalis, that's why.
I'm more nervous with Jason Sanders for like a 43-yarder.
You know what?
That's like, that is fair. Jason Sanders misses the routine ones. It's like.
And by the way, kickers, here. I appreciate what it takes you to get ready, but I don't want you sighting it.
Doing the lineup?
Yeah. No. Come on, dude.
Is Tucker the first guy who did that? I feel like that was his thing. Now everybody's
I don't know. You gonna line up your foot with something 60 yards away?
When did all of a sudden every kicker become like Wembanyama? Like, you know, the basketball players just kept getting bigger. The baseball players, they start throwing faster.
Where's the chunky? Every now and then I see a little chunky kicker.
Never see a chunky kicker anymore. They're all jacked now.
Was it Cal I was watching had a bad body kicker?
Cal.
I don't remember.
I didn't pay attention.
What game was I watching?
I didn't pay attention to their kicks. I just kept paying attention to how nervous I was that they kept getting 60-yard touchdowns.
Is this number 99?
I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Is that him?
The Cal kicker?
Whoever his kicker was, it was number 99. What game was on before the...
Their kicker is number 40.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the Penn State kicker.
Whoa!
Whoa. Chunky 99?
Whoa.
I can't even explain it.
No, okay. You can explain it by saying Chunky 99.
He's just got a bad body.
He is 5'10". He's a freshman, by the way. 5'10", 259 pounds.
Is he a kicker or a punter?
No, he's a kicker. He is
99, right?
99, yeah.
Gabriel Nwosu?
Yeah, he got a bad body.
Joey Julius.
Joey Julius.
Joey Julius is his name from Penn State. He's got some meat on the bones, to say the least. 259 at kick.
Oh, wow.
Come on now. Come on.
Portly.
I told you. I'm like, wow. I say, you know how they say the kicker is the last line of defense? Oh. Not him.
Wow.
That's a meat
He's meaty. But he got a bad body.
Yeah, he does.
I couldn't tell how big he was because he has long legs and a big body.
He got to be good at kicking for Penn State, though. You got to figure.
Oh, no.
No, he kicked a couple of squirrelies. like his leg didn't extend right, and it was like a
Well, remember the Canes had – is he the starting kicker, or is he like a walk-on?
No, he kicked.
Huh. Because remember the Canes the year they had the McLovin kid kick, and he'd like, yeah, his
we
career
one game.
His career long is 27 yards.
Wait a minute. Seen an article, because the graphic I saw must have been from his freshman year. It said that he was a freshman. This guy an eight-year, one of those eight-year seniors, apparently. Because Leroy mentioned him being the last line of defense. The only one of the viral videos about him is a Minnesota linebacker getting ejected for completely leveling.
He doesn't play anymore, though. His career is over. He kicked for Penn State back in 14 to 16.
I'm telling you.
So there's a new guy you're talking about?
Number 99 for Penn State.
Yeah.
Now.
He's a kicker, yes.
Hmm. Maybe you saw a replay, Leroy.
No, I did not.
I'm accusing you of seeing it.
I watched the game. Who did Penn State
play? Right now, their punter is... No, wait, hold on. Gabriel Nwosu is their punter. He's number 99.
Oh, then who did Penn State play?
I don't know, dude. We'll find out. I'm going to look up fat kickers during the break.
We're looking up.
We'll take a break.
Fat kickers from Penn State.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Check it out now. No doubt now.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Check it out now.
Never know where this camera's gonna go. A point over there. I didn't even walk over there.
No doubt. Yeah.
Weird. Oh, hello, Jennifer. Good girl.
Biggest thing. Hi, guys. How you doing?
How was your weekend? Going to a mosh pit? What'd you do?
It was raining the whole weekend, so I did the bare minimum and I helped a friend move, but that was about it.
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah, nothing crazy. Watched. Spent my Saturday watching sports.
Nice. Good Saturday.
Yeah, it was a good Saturday. I watched. I did stay up for the Canes comeback. I was tired the next day.
Stayed up for that too. Yeah,
for sure.
Stayed for the Canes.
I do like the fact that college football starts at 12.
Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, didn't do much on Saturday other than watch sports. Yesterday, didn't do much other than watch sports. I did clean my gutters.
Oh, good.
In preparation for the storm.
Good call.
I got one word.
And then
I got a message right now that it went to a category 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Nope. This looks like I don't know what our ramifications are, though. That's kind of hard to see what the path is because it looks like it may even boomerang, like it's going to hit and then go up. So I don't know what effects we're going to get. I mean, we're going to get bad weather for sure. But it's one of those.
I did something worse.
What's that?
So I told you I had to get a new filter. Mm-hmm. So I got the filter. I got all excited.
I wish they'd stop showing us Van Ginkle pick six.
I go outside. I can't get the screws out of the ground. So I spent a whole day going back and forth to the hardware store and trying to get different stuff to get these screws out. Now I have to drill the screws in and use an extraction screw to get the screws out. Meanwhile, I thought I was just going to change everything and go out. So my pool's been off for 2 days because I thought I was just going to be able to just change this filter.
So, dang.
Yeah, and that's not counting the rain. And then at least I turned off the electricity to the pool, just in case. But right now, it's just open.
I would like
it's terrible.
I would like Jalen Wall to catch Andrew Van Ginkel in touchdowns.
Oof.
And Tyreek Hill. I would like him to catch Andrew Van Ginkel in touchdowns. I don't think it's a lot to ask to have your two.
Like, how about to have a quarterback throw for more than Van Ginkel?
I would like just a little bit of offense. You know, this Van Ginkel's out there. He's just scoring touchdowns left and right. And, you know, we're sitting here.
Hurts to watch him.
It's hurts to watch him. It does. You see that flowing hair, and he looks good as a Viking.
Flowing hair.
He looks like he actually looks like a Viking in the Vikings jersey, you know, and he's just scampering down the field with the touchdowns.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Rough to watch.
Hey, can I quibble with something?
Oh.
Sure. Quibble.
Did Jalen Wall ever make a tough catch in his life?
Okay, hey, hold on.
I just want to ask a question.
You've been doing this.
I just want to ask a question. Every time it touches those paws, but people are around him, never catches it.
You know, all year.
Xavier Restrepo catches it. Tyreek Hill catches it. When's he ever going to make a play?
Whoa.
Just help you. Whatever happened to if you touch it, you can catch it. Help your QB out. Where's Waddle?
You know who says that? People who've never caught a football.
Where's Waddle, Leroy? Where is he?
You would say something like that.
Come on, dude. I'm just asking an honest question. Wow. I'm not ripping him.
No, you're ripping him.
I'm not ripping him.
You're saying he doesn't have a tough time.
I'm not ripping him.
Who said a college kid catches better than him?
Definitely are.
Nobody catches better than Restrepo.
Restrepo's
best hands in the country.
Yeah, secure. Secure hands.
He should insure those hands.
Enough of those Ryan Williams highlights from Alabama. We get it. He's 17. Restrepo. That's where it's.
Nobody ever wants to say anything about Jalen Waddle. No. The last time I called out Jalen Waddle was when he blew the Vikings game 2 years ago. People got so mad at me when he obviously blew the game. I love Jalen Waddle and I love doing the Waddle.
First of all, don't say you like the guy, but. Okay, because your butt has been.
Is he not the sixth highest paid receiver in the league? Does he ever make a tough catch?
I don't like this.
If somebody offered you Waddle money, you gonna say no? I'm not that good.
All right, dude. Whatever. This is the thing. Everybody treats him like he's a little baby. I love Jalen Waddle. I'm just asking, does he ever make a tough catch?
Wait, you're going at one guy. It's been slim pickings on the whole team.
When you are one of the faces of the franchise, I'm just
he's one of the faces.
He is one of the faces.
Because he got a damn dance?
Dude, yes.
That's right. You sound like Boston now.
Okay, dude. All right, fine.
Boston.
He's
designed something, bruh.
He's lucky that dude on Boston. He's lucky that Patriots receiver has got a fat foot. Polk.
Dude, how about the block?
Hmm?
The guy just threw an arm out there and blocked a punt.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how lucky you got to be to do that?
Yeah. Apparently he's like their special teams ace over there. So.
So what? That just means he plays on every special teams. That's it.
No, man. That's their John Denny. I will never chastise. Yeah, like, you know, you always got that one special teams guy.
He's just saying, like, a little bit too much of
like Izzo?
Yeah. Or like,
he played all the special teams. That was his meeting room, special teams room.
Loved him.
Don't they call that alligator arms when you don't want to reach out if you're Jalen Waddle for a tough catch?
Oh, that's not.
You go like this?
Yeah. Wow. I'm just saying, like a little alligator army, you know?
You're doing too much.
I'm not doing too much. I'm just asking questions. You can't say anything anymore.
You know what would be funny? Like, you realize if going across that middle, if you put one arm up and you get them little ribs cooked, we would have to life flight you out of there.
Probably. Yeah, okay. I could never do what Jalen Waddle does, but he's supposed to do big things. He's an elite receiver.
Really? If you could never do what he does, why are you the one?
I'm asking a question. Is he ever going to make a tough catch? That's all I'm asking.
Really?
What?
Asking a question.
I'm just asking. These are just questions. Why can't I ask a question?
Because you're asking questions.
Tyreek Hill made a tough catch. You see that catch he made? Tough.
Yeah, he got up.
He got up there. Never see Jalen Waddle do that. You'll never see Jalen Waddle do that.
Why not? Maybe he don't have those hops.
Trust me, even if he did, you'd never see it.
Why?
So I'll get it later.
You know, you are saying this about a guy who's had 1,000 yards receiving every year in his
I understand. Career. I understand. Okay. Been a very good career.
You know, I'm just saying. So you, that means he's a good player.
I just think, like, you're in a situation. This is what I'm asking, right? You got a stinky quarterback out there, right? Help him out a little bit, baby.
Or now you're saying that you really appreciate Tua because Tua makes them guys
I've
better.
Always appreciated Tua.
I know, but I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, like, you ever go to a birthday party, right? And, like, the kids are trying to...
No.
The kids
are trying to get cute with this.
No, I'm just saying. Why is everybody so mad if you just... I have a question about Jalen Waddle. I love Jalen Waddle.
To a birthday party, and you see somebody's dad trying to get up the wall to save his daughter. And, yeah, why can't anybody do that?
No, I'm just asking, like, you know, tough catch. Let's go. Go up and get it.
You know, I don't like this dude.
By the way, everybody can't make tough catches.
Not him, for sure. I've never seen it.
No, but, oh, wow. How do you...
Needs it right in the breadbasket.
This is the guy who defends the worst Smith. Place.
What?
You're the guy who defends...
Did you not see it?
The worst place to catch a football, where you got to figure out, like, what the hell to do with your hands.
Not you. You had soft hands. You made tough catches.
Yeah, but I caught the ball in my hands. I like it away from me, though.
Not helping Leroy.
In the stomach. In the stomach, it's hard to. I'm telling you, ask people who catch a football. It's hard, like you can't get your hands right.
You can root for a player, but ask questions. Like it's.
You're not asking questions.
I'm asking questions. Comments. I'm not making comments.
Listen.
This is Jeopardy.
You know what you're doing right now? You're playing Jeopardy.
Yeah.
You're asking. Did Jalen Waddle hit it? That's how you're doing it. So you're not making it as a statement.
Keep it to myself. I just look.
Wait, he goes across the middle, but never catches a ball.
There was
200 for you. Who's Jalen Waddle?
What is Jalen Waddle's problem? Unacceptable.
There was one on the sidelines. I know it was a little off target, but can you haul it in one time?
I don't like this dude.
Just one time, baby. You know, picks the team up.
He has played with Tua for quite some time. His entire college career.
Yep. He's played with other quarterbacks.
Pretty accurate. Well, Jalen Hurts?
Played with Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, he played with McCorkle. Dude sucked.
He did play with McCorkle. Or did he get drafted?
No.
He was injured. Who threw to McCorkle? Who threw to Devontae Smith?
Was McCorkle.
So, yeah, he was injured that year, wasn't he?
Jalen Waddle was a little banged up that year, but he played with McCorkle, too.
Jalen Waddle was out for most of the year when Devontae won the Heisman.
No, but he still said, because he was asked one time in the pre-draft process, he was asked Mac Jones or Tua, and he said Mac Jones. You know.
He said he would prefer Mac Jones.
Wow. Yeah.
Because he played with Mac Jones more.
At the time, yeah, he played with Mac Jones.
So then maybe we should want to know he said that about
I'm just asking questions. I'm not ripping Waddle.
Hey, you are like causing... a schism in the locker room.
I'm not causing a schism. Remember, I rooted for Justice Winslow. Okay, I rooted for Justice Winslow on the Heat. But Justice Winslow had a very... He had a very big problem as a basketball player, which was, can't make a layup. I still rooted for him, but I was just like, ugh.
But there's a difference in not being able to catch a ball on the sideline and doing a layup. Big difference. A layup is like, there's a layup line. You warm up with layups.
Remember that?
Like your warm up to basketball is a layup.
Remember that playoff game against Buffalo where you just need a while to go up and make a tough catch for old Sky? Couldn't do it.
Wow. So you're saying it's his fault the reason why the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game?
I'm not saying anybody's fault. I'm just asking a question.
Don't go high pitch. It doesn't make it any better. You've already dug this hole.
I just don't like...
You've already dug this hole.
This is one
You already opened up the door down the path. So now that we're going down this path, now you want to say, no, that's all right. I changed my mind. We're on our way.
This is like one of those things where you can't even ask questions. It's like when, J-Fig, she loves Taylor Swift, right? But you can't honestly even say, hey, Taylor, you're the best, right? Jalen Waddle, maybe one of the best receivers the Dolphins have ever had. He's great. But he kind of needs it clean, you know?
And you can't even say... Like the conversation somebody should have had with Adele?
Well, yeah. It's just like, you can't even say, not your best work.
When I'm done, you have a whole list of famous people.
Seriously.
Let's all remember Adele. She really rounded in on this one.
I just want to be clear for the record. I love Jalen Waddle.
No,
I love doing the Waddle.
That.
He's the best.
No, listen. Can you... You can't say that.
Why not?
Because you've been trashing him for the last 15 minutes.
I'm not trashing him. I asked a question. You guys got mad at me. This is why I don't ask Jalen Waddle questions.
Ask a question? Okay, Alex Trebek. You'd like, stop. Because you asked the question and asked it in a way of a statement that you can get away with it?
Let's see.
Huh?
I feel bad that I had to scour the internet for Jalen Waddle catches in traffic.
Dade South sent me one.
Not a lot. Not a lot here.
Jalen Waddle, big hit, tough catch.
Oh, look at that.
Monday Night Football last year. Let's see. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though, Dade South.
Wait. The question was, hold on. The question was, has Jalen Waddle ever made a tough catch?
Not ever. Well.
Yes, you did. That's what you said.
All right.
That's what you said. There you go. There's a tough catch.
He's changing his pitch.
So here we go. Here we go, Semantic Samurai.
You sure you came down with that?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
It's a picture. We don't know.
True.
Oh, now it's alt.
Now it's altered. Why don't you let it go? Just let it go.
I'll let it go. I'm just asking questions. That's all. No, I thought it was a fair question.
I got questions.
You know, expectations ratchet up when you become the franchise man.
Oh, now he's the franchise man. There we go.
I mean, you're the owner's favorite player.
Really? True. You're the only one that has a dance. That's it. That's it. I bet you the owner's favorite player is Tua. You know why? Because he's been giving him $60 million a year.
Take a break. Mix it up next.
Think it's a game.
You can't suspend me for asking if Jalen Waddle ever makes tough catches. Like, they can't suspend
him, Glenn.
I understand he's adorable. I know everybody loves Jalen Waddle. You can't suspend me over that.
National treasure, dude.
Oh, we're back?
All right. Yeah, we're back. Sorry. Get off the phone, man.
Ridiculous.
How was that phone call?
Not good. Everybody's yelling at me.
I mean, as expected.
I just wanted to say for the record, everybody.
Yeah.
I love Jalen Waddle.
I don't think you do, though.
He is adorable.
All right.
He's probably got the highest approval rating of any Miami Dolphin. I mean, if you don't like Jalen Waddle, go bleep yourself. Yeah. Just asked a question. I'm sorry I asked it. You know what? I recant it. I am sorry.
Too late.
I apologize. I will never ask if this particular player has a flaw. I'm sorry, Glenn. He's thinking of suspending me over this. I didn't do anything other than just ask a question. It's ridiculous that he's not a baby. We know that, right? Mm. He's not like, you know, he's going to be fine. We're all going to be fine. Ridiculous.
Turn it back.
I'm not trying to. You get on mute, JP?
There you go. Thank you.
What happened?
Nothing.
No, it was something, dude.
What was it?
This guy's on the brink of suspension for his slander.
Glenn wants to suspend me for saying anything about Jalen Waddle. And I don't understand why this guy's got such an approval rating.
And now you're trying to, did you say, I was just asking a question.
That's it. That's all I was doing, though. That's all I was doing.
National treasure that you're talking about.
Right? I just want to be clear, I wish him nothing but the best. This is the opposite of Mike White.
I wish him.
Okay.
You better not do the waddle.
Oh, I love the waddle.
I love
the waddle. It's my favorite thing to do in a Dolphins game. I would like to do it, you know. He hasn't done it in a while.
Okay.
When is the last time Jalen Waddle scored a touchdown? We're talking.
See, you're making it worse.
All right, well, none this year. Let's go back to 23. All right, last touchdown for Jalen. One.
Breaking records in his first couple years.
Wow. Hasn't scored a touchdown since December 17th against the Jets.
Look, Waddle and Babushka bands, apparently.
Yep.
10 months.
Kind of agree with it.
10 months?
Long time.
Yikes. Not his fault, though. Not his fault.
Well, you know. That's what everybody wants to say. It's never his fault. I mean, like, that's just the point. It's never his fault.
Oh, my.
Tua's probably sitting here like, look, I'm taking the blame for Waddle again.
Oh, you think that's what he's doing?
Wow.
This guy has broken records since being on this team. He's done nothing but have success.
All right, I get it. He's adorable. I'm just, you know, it's been a lot of 40-yard performances lately and no tough catches.
And you've seen the team. What, you want somebody to have a 200-yard? We had 200 yards passing.
Tyreek made his presence known.
You want somebody to have a 200-yard day.
Cheetah made his presence known. Big bounce-back performance.
How many yards did he have?
69.
Okay.
Okay, there.
Pretty good.
Well.
Wait, Waddle had 40.
See that tough catch he made, though?
Pretty tough.
Oh, my goodness.
Tough.
You are
tough.
The worst. You're the worst. You make it sound like Tyreek had 260.
No. But I'm just saying, like, I remember the plays. Impact. You know?
Because there were so few, you remember every one. Do you understand? You're complaining about a guy who plays a position where there's been no success in that area.
I understand. I'm not saying.
No. You started off with Waddle. Hey, I'm tired of seeing these 40-yard performances. How about, when was the last time we had a 300-yard passer? Tua.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you complaining about? If they're not throwing the ball or they're not having success throwing the ball, guess what? The receiver's numbers are going to be down too.
Especially when you drop it like he does.
Oh my goodness.
You don't get those yards.
Worst. Dude, you're the worst. You're the worst.
I'm not the worst. This is ridiculous.
You know what it is? Hmm? You know what you sound like right now?
What?
Osweiler.
Your idol.
Who?
You sound like your idol.
Who?
Skip Bayless.
Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair. Don't say things you can't take back.
Ridiculous. That's how he used to go after LeBron. Like you're going after
him. Going after him. I asked a question. If I wanted to go after him, I would have been. I haven't even called him a fat cat. Haven't even called him a fat cat since
you're
signing his contract.
You're doing it right now.
I'm not calling him that.
How can you How can you call a receiver a fat cat when you haven't had 200 yards passing?
The largest.
I don't think it is a fair shot.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a fair shot.
Exactly, dude. Although fattest bird in the animal kingdom is a penguin.
Okay. All right.
That's a minus one.
You tell Stephen Ross that.
Minus one.
Because he enjoys doing the penguin.
Yeah, I'm sure he misses it. He hasn't done it since Christmas.
You are not going to stop, are you?
Christmas the last year.
Well, let's mix it on up, huh?
What is wrong with you?
You know, the ones who love you the most hold you accountable, Jalen.
That's not true. The ones that love you the most don't throw your ass under the bus.
I'm not throwing his ass under the bus.
Then why did I hear the beep of your truck going in reverse?
I'm just asking questions.
He went.
Yep.
What do you got in the mixed bag today, Marcos?
Love for Jalen Waddle. Let's start with that. But
everybody loves Jalen Waddle. Can't say anything about him.
Yesterday during the broadcast.
It's like going against Mu Dang at this point. You know, it's the cute little pygmy hippo that's going viral.
Yeah, cute little hippo.
Overrated.
What? Love the hippo.
No, you didn't do good about it.
Wow. You know what? And just like the hippo, you have turned against Jalen Waddle.
Right.
Yesterday during the broadcast, Mark Sanchez hopefully had a chance to apologize to all the children, like Schmeathen says, for what occurred during yesterday's, well, if you want to call that a football game, between the Patriots and the Dolphins.
Patriot touchdown run.
Tibialis anterior, man. That hurts. That shin hit hurts.
Okay, we hope he's all right. Let's step away.
Yeah, hold on. Woo!
Whoops!
That shin hurts.
Oh my God. Patriot touchdown run.
Tibialis anterior, man. That hurts. That shin hit hurts.
Okay, we hope he's all right.
He tried to pull a Tobin.
Damage is done.
He's an amateur. Amateur.
Damage is done.
I like how Chris Myers.
He thought he was the only one. Nope, everybody hurt.
I like how Chris Myers was sitting there chuckling. Goes. Moron. Commercial break.
Patriot touchdown run.
Tibialis anterior, man. That That hurts. That shin hit hurts.
Okay, we hope he's all right. Step away.
Hope he's okay.
All
why
right,
is everybody laughing at? If y'all hope he's okay, why is everybody giggling?
Every time I hear it, I kind of like...
You cringe.
I cringe, and then I feel like Robbie, like, trying to put the dump button.
Look, Robbie, if you just get boop, dump, Robbie hit it regardless.
He was cool.
Quick. Well, listen, we all know the incident. We ran out of dumps.
Yep.
I don't know if you were there yet, J-Fig.
This was probably right before I
started. When you were just sitting, you might have been sitting in the room with Robbie.
Oh, it's happened again. Remember
when Robbie would not let me touch the board?
No.
When I was training?
No.
He was just like, the whole time he was like this, and I'm like, how am I supposed to train?
Kyle says, I bet Sanchez won't be doing Fox broadcasts after this. I don't think anybody was watching, dude. It was Dolphins-Patriots.
Let me tell you something. Like, holy smokes. I am being forced to watch two of the most inept teams on offense. Like, just imagine. I got one game in my ear watching on my phone, right? And I'm looking at the other one on TV, and I'm going, damn, can't nobody score any points? Ooh, except Washington. Washington looked good. Yeah, and I never thought I'd say that.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Right? It looked good. That kid, like, by far, the best quarterback between him and C.J. Stroud, right?
This season?
Yeah, but the last couple seasons. But here's what I'm going to say about this. And this is the test, the lesson. Look at Sam Darnold. That talent's always been there. You don't just all of a sudden wake up and can play quarterback.
Catching up to him a little.
What do you mean?
He wasn't great yesterday.
They're undefeated!
Doesn't matter. He wasn't good.
You gotta be great every week?
I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick led the league in passing for 3 weeks. Mm. Got him a whole broadcasting career.
True. Still working off of that.
They're 5-0.
They are 5-0. They are 5-0.
Wore a funny little
shirt.
And
it's a whole team because they're pretty good on defense. Which is another.
Ginks
and Flores. I think as long as Flores is coaching defense, Van Ginks will have a job.
Definitely.
It happens with coaches.
Van Ginkle's been carrying him for a while.
Got time for any more?
No, you... Why?
We almost made it to 2 o'clock.
I just wanted to see what
he's looking at his phone.
All I gotta do is just see, like, what can I do to bother him right now?
Look what you did.
Yeah. I lost all my action this week.
I know. I'm sorry, man.
I wanted to take thanks to Kluber. If you don't know his name, you probably shouldn't have put him on your ticket.
Probably.
Yeah. But they were playing a team that, you know, wasn't very good, so I thought they would air it out. I was looking at tonight's action.
Oh, wow, that Vandy catch. That was a tough catch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you can say what you want about Vanderbilt upsetting them. They were better.
Oh, yeah.
They looked better.
Oh, yeah.
They wasn't even close.
See, Saban was like ripping Vandy before the game, too. He goes, that's the only place in the SEC that's not tough to play is Vanderbilt.
And I should know, I played there. You know why?
No.
Because when Houston first moved to Tennessee, that's where they played till the new stadium was built.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
I felt like I was playing at American Heritage.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I have some good news from Miami Heat land.
Oh,
yes.
Red, indeed. White, and pink game tonight. 6 o'clock broadcast here on 560.
Yes, we got opportunity to sit down with them last Monday for Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a lot of the team's personality.
Yep.
Much like what Spo has seen from Scary Terry now that he's had a full offseason to kind of gel with the team.
I've seen more of his personality come out. We were already starting to see that toward the tail end of last year. I think he came in, rightfully so, just taking everything in, a little bit quiet. But he's, you know, he has a really engaging personality. He's been much more like himself, I'm sure, you know, at the start of this camp. And you also need that, you know, from that kind of mentality. What he's talking about is being a leader from the point guard position, just to help everybody get organized and get on the same page.
Hmm. You know, he was, of all the guys, he was probably the most quiet.
Very, yeah.
I'm just reserved. But, you know, it wasn't that he was... He didn't say anything. He's just a real, like, kind of...
Very low, voice.
Yeah.
That's some funny stuff, though.
Yeah, of course. We, you know,
he's a guy, like, I would like Jalen Waddle every once in a while to make the shots Terry makes. I would catches.
I'm going to tell you like that. Some of those shots, when he... Look, when Scary Terry got that heater,
woo!
And everybody just stood back.
You're feeding
and he
would
shoot an over fadeaway.
Yeah.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No,
it's like,
no.
No one's saying Jalen Waddle. I just want to be clear. No one's saying he's not good. I'm just saying, like, a holy bleep catch every once in a while, you know? Or just pick your QB up. That's all I'm saying, baby.
Would you rather have that, or would you rather have four consecutive seasons of 1,000-plus
years? Consecutiveness is the... Is that the word?
That's not
a word. No. But that is... I would love consistency. Consistency is important. But every once in a while, you need to rise above.
Why Marco's got to be our dictionary?
Just saying.
We just assuming that you're smarter than us.
Consecutiveness? All right, you can go ahead and have that one then.
How you spell it?
What was the one you went, mm-mm?
Mm-mm.
Yes, that's what I get. I'm like, it was, at least you got a consideration, right? A repeat of the word. I didn't use it in a sentence.
Depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands.
Wait, or my favorite is calmly looks up and says, we just gonna let him use that word.
This year is gonna get people to reallocate their money because
we're just fine with reallocate. We're just gonna move on from that.
Woo.
Rough English language, huh?
It's a big word. Wait. For me, dog.
Wait, how did you become the dictionary? It's just lot, out of the blue.
A lot of books.
I know Tobin ain't gonna say nothing.
We were really scared to say something.
Because you weren't
sure.
That
was a real word or not.
Sometimes, because you're so convincing sometimes that you are. You're like, maybe that is a word. Maybe I don't know that word.
Words mean words.
You didn't even give me that. You didn't even give me that. You just, no, we just gonna let.
Because his quick little frog hands quickly wanted to go type. Find out if it was a word or not.
So now we start
little
talking.
Frog,
now we start talking and we looking at Webster over here, and we were scared to use words.
Oh, Webster. Oh, I get it. Real funny, dude. Okay. Oh,
that is your new name.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that one.
That is
that
your new
one.
Name. Webster. It is perfection.
Webster. I meant Webster's Dictionary, but that's okay.
Everyone's a comedian, man.
Gonna break there, Richmond Webfeet.